Well, today we're going to talk about the Audubon County Fair going on here very soon here in the middle of July. And as always, we look to have a lot of fun with the youngsters showing off a lot of their projects and livestock displays and a lot of great food and great entertainment going on. Amanda Buck is with us. She's Outreach and Office Assistant at Audubon County Extension. Amanda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time here today. We appreciate it. I know it's sometimes kind of tough to take time out before the fair because so much has to happen to make this all go off without a hitch, right?
It does, and we have been very busy with day camps. We finished our last day camp for the summer yesterday, so now for the next week or so, we'll be full force on prepping for the fair and getting things out there and getting ready.
You bet. It's pretty much an all-year thing, though, isn't it?
It sure is. We start talking about fair in August. Right after county fair.
No rest for the wicked, that's for sure.
No.
Yeah. And it's good to have a solid volunteer base, and fair board members are so important.
Our fair board is very huge in our county fair and have been very supportive. We've made some new additions with the fair board's help. We will have new chicken and poultry pens this year, and our rabbits are moving around, and we'll have new pens area for themselves, and the fair board has helped get some cases so we can add a cake decorating class. The fair board has been amazing in supporting the programs in the 4-H.
Yeah, I sometimes feel bad for the fair board members because it doesn't seem like they have a lot of fun during fair. They're always doing something.
They are. They have a lot planned this year for the Audubon County Fair. It is full of entertainment for sure, thanks to the fair board.
Yeah, well, I want to hit on some of the highlights of the fair, and we'll sneak a few things in as we go here, too. But as far as the livestock judging contests and shows, is that pretty much the same? Does the schedule look the same as it has?
It kind of does. The only thing we have changed is the poultry show because it has gotten so large, and we kept having to push back the beef show on Saturday. The poultry show has now been moved to Friday morning at 8 a.m., and the swine show has been moved over to Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So hopefully we can start our beef show on time on Saturday because everybody wants to get to the Parade of Champions for all of our exhibitors to be recognized throughout the fair at the rodeo and the sheep scramble and the rodeo itself. That is our only change on the livestock side of things.
Yeah, I was looking through the schedule. It looks like the 4-H FFA horse show will be on Thursday, July 16th. And that always draws a pretty good crowd, doesn't it?
Yes, yep. And we have some fun new exhibitors, some young ones coming in. And our horse superintendent hails from Cass County. He's so he will be a big support in that and helping with that. So, yeah, it should be a good day. And then we follow up with the rabbit show that evening starting at 5.
Right. And you mentioned poultry show on Friday the 17th, sheep and goat show also on Friday, and then the swine show on Saturday, followed by the beef show. So, yeah, it's going to be a packed time there, too, with the livestock judging areas. Are the numbers pretty good for you this year?
They are. We're actually up in beef. We have about 10 more market beef entered. We've got about 100 total entries between bucket, bottle, feeder, cow-calf pairs, pen of threes, and market. So,
good. Very good.
We should have a full beef house. And our poultry has been growing consistently, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Well, we don't hear about numbers being up all the time in the larger livestock. The smaller entries, you know, rabbits and poultry, we've seen growth there that's a little easier to handle, but the larger livestock sometimes not so much, but it's good to see that that's going in a different direction.
We were pleasantly surprised at a beef weigh-ins back in December on the numbers that came through, and then to see them continuing to come through for fair entry in June. So that was pretty exciting.
You bet. Well, and I know, speaking of the livestock, too, we should probably put a plug in for the sale. The support sale will happen on Sunday, July 19th at 4 in the afternoon. Is that still done a little differently? It's not an auction necessarily. Are you doing the supporters again this year?
Yeah, so we don't actually have any bidders or anything that come in for the livestock themselves. This is 100% support for the exhibitors of market species. So if they have exhibited that species in market, they get to walk through for a support. And they still run an auction. We still have an auctioneer come in, and we still got callers, but we just We don't actually sell any of the livestock, just supporting the kids.
So if folks want to support, they might want to check that out before the fair.
Absolutely. Yep. And if anybody knows Dan Mattson, he's a great one to get a hold of because he will help some of those that might want to be able to support but aren't able to actually attend.
All right. Excellent. We want to make sure the kids are well supported during the course of and after the fair so they can continue to grow those projects down the stretch with some extra cash in their pocket.
Absolutely.
Well, as we kick off fair, lots of things going on earlier, but we've got Wednesday, July 15th. You guys do kind of a fun kickoff event with the sponsorship dinner and so many more things going on to kind of get the fair rolling.
Yeah, so we have our sponsorship supper. We also have our queen contest and recognition that night. So we crown the queen. Little Mr. and Mrs., I believe, are crowned that evening as well. We also have a pie auction that evening. And that's one of the big fundraisers that our 4-H clubs do throughout the year is they get to auction off a pie there at that kickoff supper. And then this year there'll also be a 4-H club auctioning off a picnic table during the sponsorship supper to have those proceeds go to a new generation show pavilion that they are working on raising some funds for here in Audubon County.
Very nice. Like to see some upgrades and improvements. Awesome. Well, and then just look for the tent, the big tent outside the Agri Hall.
Yes.
That's where they always do that. That's a very comfortable area to go and get a nice little breeze in there. And a lot of folks come out and enjoy the opening of the show. So, yeah, that's kind of fun to get the fair started that way.
It is really fun.
And that's just the opening night. Now, you've got plenty of other things for folks to enjoy as far as entertainment goes each night. What you got planned this year?
Well, on Thursday evening, they are going to have grass clipping classic race. So this is something new. And I think if you follow the Audubon County Fair Facebook page, there's a lot more details on there. But bring your lawnmowers out. It doesn't sound like there's much of an entry fee and could be kind of fun. They also have fireworks at 9:15. And then they're going to do a lawn chair movie night. Drive-in movies is something the fair board has started this year to help raise some funds. And so they're going to have one of these at the fair at 9:30 on that Thursday evening for everybody to enjoy. Of course, Friday evening is the figure eights. They added the minivan race last year, and it was a big hit, so they're bringing that back. And then Saturday evening, they have the rodeo. There is also on Friday evening a mechanical bull, and Aiden Flathers will be playing for free at the tent, the big tent that you talked about for the sponsorship supper.
Awesome. So a lot of good stuff, things that people enjoy coming back again this year, too. Lots
Absolutely.
Of things during the day. I mean, we focus on
Yes.
the shows. We focus on the larger entertainment at night. But there's so many things going on during the day. You just have to walk the grounds, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got a lot of they've got some magic shows going on. We've got Little Hands on the Farm coming to the fair this year. FFA is kind of helping with that. But there's inflatables, there's a hay throwing contest on Friday, there's a bags tournament Thursday afternoon, and static exhibits on Tuesday, and communications on Tuesday, and clothing and cake decorating and table setting on Monday. So just lots going on.
You bet. And plenty of rides and entertainment and things, strolling entertainment for the kids to enjoy.
Oh, yeah, inflatables. I think they're having their bubble. Let me double check here. They're having color foam party on Sunday at 1 p.m. by the Agri Hall. So that will be a big one for the kids. But yeah, they've got the inflatables and some magic shows and face painting, I believe.
Well, when we go to fair, we get thirsty and we get hungry. And we expect to be taken care of at the fair. And I assume you're doing that for us.
Absolutely. So the pop stand by the Livestock Pavilion will be open during certain shows for drinks and snacks. Zips Pizza will also be stationed out there with their trailer by the Livestock Pavilion. Ashley's Kitchen and Catering will be inside the Agri Hall with their amazing pies and foods all week long, except for Tuesday at lunchtime because Chick-fil-A will be joining us in Audubon County on Tuesday. And then Saturday for the rodeo, they have a truckload of food trucks coming in. They've got, I believe, they've got Wine Slushy Trailer. They've got Triple B's. They've got some pizza. They've got some pie, I think, is coming in. So, yeah, it should be a really good turnout for food for sure.
All right. Well, you got to have food. If you're going to have county fair, got to have food because we want folks to stay all day. So you can come and eat breakfast with us. You can have lunch, have dinner. You can just not have to do dishes all week.
Yes. Actually, we'll be having amazing breakfast in the Agra Hall Tuesday through Sunday, I believe. So.
Excellent. And if you get overheated, again, plenty of good cold drinks. You maybe get some ice cream, all kinds of good stuff. So enjoy all your favorite fair foods while you're enjoying the fair. And we'll be bringing you some live coverage as well during the course of the fair. So stay with us here on KJAN as well as we'll be visiting with some of the youngsters who are showing at fair. And they like to show off and talk about what they've been doing. So we always enjoy that. Well, very good. Yeah. Sounds like you put a lot of work into it. We sure appreciate all the work that does go into these fairs. We know they don't happen by accident. We have a chance sometimes to see a little bit more of what happens behind the scenes than folks who attend the fair. And I'm here to tell you, this stuff doesn't happen organically. It takes an awful lot of work and planning. So we appreciate what you and the staff and the fair board members and all your volunteers do to make the Audubon County Fair such a success every year. And Amanda Buck's been with us this morning. We wish you the very best. Have a great fair.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you there.